Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Rubbernecking Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Libby.
And a lot on tap here at the King's Castle as we get ready to celebrate the birthday of Elvis Presley.
That's right.
A lot going on. The 2016 Elvis Presley birthday celebration is happening next year, January 7th through the 10th, here at Graceland. More information on all of this can be found at graceland.com. We'll be having the annual Elvis birthday proclamation ceremony.
The auction.
The auction at Graceland.
That's always which is a big deal.
Annual event, the official Graceland Insiders Reception Fan Club Presents event, Club Elvis, and more. And of course, amazing cake, because we love a cake, as we always do,
yeah.
Fit for a king.
It's a birthday cake. We've got some awesome guests, too.
We sure do. Glenn Jaringer, who performed with Elvis in 1955, will join us, as well as one of Elvis's former girlfriends in the early 50s. So,
woo-hoo.
A step back in time.
That's right. And then, you know, yesterday was Veterans Day, so we've got an awesome new blog to honor our vets. King and Rock and Roll, he topped the charge, sold off movie theaters, and drew record-breaking performances. But as soon as his career began to skyrocket, he went to Germany to serve his country. So if you go to the blog, then you'll learn more about how his manager and his family had to kind of TCB back home while he was serving his country.
Of course, he still remained the king of rock and roll while serving his country.
That's right.
This year, we will be celebrating the holidays at Graceland starting November 20th. And of course, as per tradition, they stay up through Elvis's birthday celebration, which runs January 7th through the 10th of next year.
Mm-hmm.
Helping flip the switch this year will be Trisha Yearwood, who is also, just like Elvis, a three-time Grammy Award winner. She'll be flipping the switch November 20th at 6 p.m. Central here in Memphis at Graceland. And for those that can't be here in person, you'll be able to actually watch a live stream of the event. You can go to graceland.com for more information on that and how to tune in and watch live if you can't be here in person.
That's right. She's a huge Elvis fan.
Big, big Elvis fan. Won't be her first time here.
That's right. That's right. So make sure you come and see this one if you weren't here last time.
Yes. And of course, as we kick off Christmas, you know, Elvis was always so charitable. And you, the fans, can also be charitable this year as well.
That's right. We always have the Give Like the King campaign. We always have it every year. It's one of my favorites. If you make a $20 donation to the Elvis Presley Charitable Foundation, then we will put your name online and add a beautiful red poinsettia to the staircase at Graceland, and all of our visitors will get to see it.
It's always a pretty sight here at Graceland during the holidays, seeing the poinsettias paid for by fans and their donations as they give like a king. Something that I'm sure a lot of Elvis fans may find around their Christmas tree, if they haven't already picked it up yet, is the new Peter Guralnick book.
Oh, man, I can't wait to read this. I love The Last Train to Memphis.
Yes, the biography of Elvis Presley, The Last Train to Memphis, written by Peter Guralnick, was accomplished with all the unprecedented access Guralnick had to the archives here at Graceland. Well, he's followed that up with a biography of Sam Phillips. It is titled The Man Who Invented Rock and Roll. It came out this week, and Guralnick was in Memphis at the Brooks Museum doing a Q&A session about the book.
He's touring the country, right?
He sure is. And you can go to graceland.com to see if Peter is coming to a city near you to get your book signed. Or you can always go and pick up a copy. It is a fascinating read.
Yeah, that's right. So you can pick up his new book and then also go to shop.graceland.com to pick up your copy of the If I Can Dream, Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
It is a must-have.
Yes, it is. My sister, she's 18. She's been texting me nonstop about getting her a copy. And I'm like, I've got one, but I'm not going to share with you. She's obsessed with this Il Volo group. They're on the album with It's Now or Never. We've got Michael Bublé. And it's such a rich-sounding album. And it's still number one in the UK.
It really is. And of course, produced by Priscilla Presley and the team there at Sony. Priscilla saying so often that Elvis really wanted to play with a full orchestra. Even his manager Joe Gershio had that discussion with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Elvis performing with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, available around the world as we speak. Pick it up. It is a great album. And of course, number one in the UK.
That's right. Well, we've got some breaking news. It's still breaking news.
I mean, you know, it's election season, or it's really not even election season yet, is it?
It's just around the corner, though.
It's next year, a full year away. But Elvis, you know, Elvis was always a write-in candidate, particularly in the 50s during presidential elections, and as a result of that, his manager, Colonel Parker actually made Elvis for President buttons, and that is something we've continued to do over the years. And the new Elvis Presley for President campaign, tongue-in-cheek of sorts, has been kicked off. And for those of you, there will be 5 lucky winners each month through November of 2016 to receive an Elvis for President campaign kit direct from Graceland, featuring an Elvis for President sticker, button, and magnet. Go to Graceland.com to register your vote and be entered in the drawing. It is a fun must-have for all Elvis fans and collectors.
That's right. And we love Elvis sightings. We've got two to bring to you right now. This one's coming from Janice in Michigan. This is the countdown to the CMA. During the top 15 country hits that transcended traditional classifications, Elvis Presley had 2 crossover songs, number 13 with Don't Be Cruel and Jailhouse Rock.
Thank you, Janice. Also, thank you to Lisa B. in Doha, Qatar, who says that when she was flipping through the Showtime Cablevision channels, she stumbled upon an AMC showing of one of Elvis's movies and says it just goes to show how powerful Elvis is, crossing oceans, continents, and borders. His music and spirit will live forever in all of us. So
that's
thank
right.
you, Lisa B., and keep those sightings coming in, and we will see you next time on the Rubbernecking Podcast.
That's right. Thanks, guys. I'm Libby.
And I'm Kevin. Bye, everybody.